We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Brachos Siman Nun Dalet. Finishing up, the Rama says, in terms of Kaddish, V'chein Mishalo Hayelo Tzitzis O Tefillin Ve'Vilo Ben Yishtabach LeKaddish Yachol Anicham LaBarich Aleihem. So we said that you are allowed to stop for a tzorich mitzvah in between Kaddish, in between Yishtabach and the Kaddish and Baruchu. So even though we said that it's preferable not to actually speak, such as the question Balshir HaMalos V'Mamakim, but to stop to put on tzitzis and tefillin after Yishtabach, before Kaddish, that would be permissible. And the Ramah adds even to say a bracha. Avu ben Kaddish HaBarucha lo yafsuk b'shem davar. But between Kaddish and Barucha, one should not be mafsuk at all. V'kol shekein shelo yafsuk l'ach shem ha'shilach tzibur baruchu kodesh meschim berchus yotzeor. And after bracha, you should definitely not be mafsuk. The Mishnah Berurah explains that if the shelach tzibur just stops to put on talis or tefillin, then as we said, even though he should, if he takes a long break, then he would need to say some psukim before Yishtabach. In this case, he would not need to because such a short, before Kaddish, in this case, he would not need to because such a short break is not enough to be mafsik. The Mishnah Berurah also adds that if the, it must be talking about a yachid who is able to finish putting on the talis and tefillin before the shaliach tzibur gets to meni heshmei rabbah. Because even though, if while you're putting on your talis and tefillin, you hear Amen Yishmei Rabbah, you should just be quiet and be Yotzei Shmei Ka'one, L'chadchila, one should not do such a thing. Meaning, one should not begin to put on their talis and tefillin, knowing that they won't finish in time to answer Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, because L'chadchila, one should be able to answer without Shomei Ka'one. Better to wait, says the Mishnah Berurah, to put on your tefillin after Baruch. And don't make a bracha then, though. Make the bracha, the Mishnah Berurah says, to wait until Ava Rabbah, and then Bein HaPrakim, just be Mishamesh, move the tefillin a little bit, touch the tefillin, and then make the bracha. Simen Ninhei, Dine Kaddish, Sifav, Omrim Kaddish. We say Kaddish. Vein Omrim Oso Pachas Me'asar Zacharim, you need 10 people, Bnei Chorin, who are not slaves, Gedolim, who are above 13, Chevish De Saros, who have brought the two hairs, who can prove that they are above the age of bar mitzvah, that they are considered to be gedolim. The Mishnah Berurah says that it is best to be b'ma'it in kadeshim. One should not say too many kadeshim. One should not try to add kadeshim, rather just to say the kadeshim that are nahug. If you have a minhag to add more kadeshim, so you can follow that minhag, but it is best not to start such a minhag. The reason that you need 10 is because the pasuk says, Nishtach shti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, and we learn, Xer shava toch from the Meraglim, as it says, Ad masa la'id harahazos, and it excludes Yeshua of a Kalev, so that means 10, and we need 10 for all Dvarim Shabik Dusha. Many are familiar with what they think is a halacha, that one is not allowed to count the 10 people for the minyan, because we know you're not supposed to count people, and it's questionable regarding a census, because the Gemara says that you're not supposed to count Klal Yisrael. If you count Klal Yisrael, it brings a klala upon them. So it's not found in the Shulchan Aruch, or the Mishnah Berurah, but the Pri Chadash writes that one should not count the tzibur in a regular fashion. And Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that the way that we are annoyed to count is by saying the Pasuk Voshia Samecha, which has 10 words in it. Finally, an important halacha l'maisa point when it comes to Kaddish. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the halachos ketanos, who says if you have two or three people saying Kaddish at the same time, but they are not saying it at the exact same time, which happens very often in our shuls, if they are not saying Kaddish, the words at the exact same time, one person gets up to Amen before the other. If they get up to it within Toch De Dibor, then you should answer the first person's Kaddish, and it will count for the second person's Kaddish as well. But if there's a Hefsek, if there is more than Toch De Dibor between them, then you should answer both people who are saying Kaddish. So if while one person is saying Kaddish, they are so far ahead of the other person that there's enough time to say Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umori, a couple seconds in between the Amens, then you should answer both Amens. But if not, answering one Amen is good enough for the other as well. Obviously, it is best for the people saying Kaddish to try and say it at the exact same time, at the exact same pace, so as not to get into these issues. But if they are not doing so, then this is how one should act.